Karnataka completed a whopping innings and 222-run win over the rest of India to lift the Irani Cup. Facing a first innings deficit of 405, they bowled out for 183. Only Babar Aparajit impressed on day 4, taking his overnight score to 66, forming 8th man out as 20-year-old leg spinner Shreyas Gopal finished the match with a hat-trick. He ended with career best figures of 5-35, while Karnataka captain Vinay Kumar, on his 30th birthday, ended with 4-70, to turn match figures of 10-117. In Pakistan, Abbottabad Falcons and Karachi Zebras were the sides left celebrating their passage to the Faisal Bank T20 quarter-finals, while Rawalpindi Rams and Dharma and Jamali Ibexes were left licking their wounds. That was after the Zebras beat the Rams to progress at their expense from Group B. The Rams recovered from an early Tabish Khan triple strike, first 139 for 8, as Umar Amin and Sahel Tanveer led the fight back with a 4 wickets under 61, while Yasin Mertz added some late impetus, unbeaten 14 ball 27. Shazaib Ahmed took 3 for 19, while Tabish ended with 4 for 34. Zebras opened with Fakhar Zaman, then anchored his side's run chase with 86 off 63 balls. They won by 5 wickets in the final over, with Tanveer and Nasir Malik the picks of the Rams bowlers with a brace of wickets apiece. The Falcons narrowly beat Lahore Lions to join their opponents as teams to progress from Group D at the expense of the Ibexes. They recovered from the loss of opener Hamid Ali's second ball to Azaz Chima to post 136 for 4. Skipper Yunus Khan led the way with 63 out of 57 balls, while Yasir Hamid and Adnan Reese both chipped in. The Lions then slipped 88 for 7 in their chase, but Wahab Riaz smacked 29 off 14 balls. Imran Ali ended on 17 off 10, bringing the equation down to 9 needed off the final over. Junaid Khan kept it down to 6. Yasir Shah ended the pick of the bowlers with 3 for 19. The quarter-final lineup is therefore as follows. Islamabad Leopards will play Group A winners Silcott Stallions, the Lahore Lions and take on Group B winners Multan Tigers tomorrow. Friday will see Group C winners Faisalabad Wolves play Lakhana Bulls, and Group D winners Abbottabad Falcons take on Karachi Zebras. Trinidad and Tobago are through to the final of the Nagico Super 50, after trouncing Jamaica in the first semi-final. Jamaica were bowled out for just 49 after being asked to bat, as only 2 men reached double figures. Dwayne Bravo did much of the early damage, ending with 3 for 10, as Jamaica slipped to 5 for 4. The rest of the bowlers then took over. Ravi Rampal took 2 for 6, Sol Narayan 1 for 13, and Riyad Emmett 4 for 19. Trinidad and Tobago then lost early wickets in their run chase to Jerome Taylor, but the Bravo Half Brothers took them home with almost 37 overs to spare to win by 7 wickets. They will now meet either Barbados or Guyana in the final on Saturday. Australia's Sheffield Shield resumed after its prolonged hiatus owing to the Big Bash League. Victoria bundled out for 218, little more than 50 overs at the SCG, with Glenn Maxwell apparently in limited overs mode, company top score with 94 off 95 balls. Trent Copeland and Sean Abbott each picked up 3 wickets, while Doug Bollinger took 2 for 41. New South Wales then lost Nick Maddison early to Sam Bolland, who reached stumps 128 for 2. Ryan Carter and Scott Henry added 68 for the second wicket, the latter finishing up undefeated with 41. Leaders South Australia bounced back from 13 for 2, to close on 278 for 4 against Queensland. James Hope struck twice with the new ball, but Tom Cooper ended on 156, adding useful stands with Sam Raphael and Callum Ferguson, prior to an unbroken one worth 126 for the fifth wicket, with his captain Johan Botha running on 53. And Michael Hogan removed much of the Tasmania top order, as they were bowled out for 248 at the Wacker. Mark Cosgrove hit a typically fluent 71, while Luke Butterworth added 56 later on. Besides Hogan, Nathan Coulter-Nile picked up 3 for 60, and Michael Beer 2 for 27. Western Australia then closed on 59 for 1, with Cameron Bancroft falling Kazamia Doherty for 17, and Marcus North unbeaten on 39. It has been announced that former Northern Districts player Gary Giles has passed away at the age of 74. Giles played for Waikato and then Northern Districts 27 times, scoring 909 runs, taking 4 wickets with his medium pace. And Yorkshire have signed hard-hitting Australian owner Aaron Finch as their overseas player for the newly revamped NatWest T20 Blast. Finch will link up with the club after his stint with IPL side Sunrisers Hyderabad finishes in May. He will also be available to fill in for regular overseas pro Kane Williamson in Championship cricket, as and when the New Zealander is absent due to international commitments.